This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes. It's another episode. It is another time for us to hang. It is another time for us to do all the glorious things that we get to do, especially after that 12-minute presidential thing last night, you know, the little speech. You know, 12 minutes. Some people say 11, some people say 12. I guess it all just depends on what was going on how you look at it. Anyway, today's Thursday, July the 25th of 2024, day 207th of the year. And only 159 days left to go. So anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and that we are hanging with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so as we're hanging out with the Radio Big people, as we're doing the stuff on Safety FM, that means we are simulcasting. Oh, yes, and we got the video feed, which a lot of people tend to want, which I'm still kind of confused about, but hey, those things happen. That's the way that that it goes. So anyways, a lot of stuff going on over the last 24 hours, especially 8 o'clock last night, or as some people are saying, 6 Mountain, with some of the things that were going on. Things were changing, things were moving and grooving, and I'm sure we'll get into a lot of that information. So don't get too carried away. So if you're not familiar with what we do, we talk about safety, we talk about the news, we talk about safety and the news, and kind of bring everything together in regards of what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Okay? So let's talk about that. As you are hanging out here, you have some opportunities of taking a listen to some of the things that we have going on, because that's kind of the gig here. So safety news and all that fun stuff. We have the people that are waiting to talk to you about what's going on. They're coming from Feature Story News. Don't worry about that. And then we have kind of like the sporadic, you know, the things that come about, the things that move and groove and all that other fun stuff. So don't worry. We'll take care of you. Also, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. Not N, but I-N. In radio. So call in radio.com. Once you get there, text messaging, video messaging, and audio messaging are all the options that are available for us to do the interaction, you know, the interaction between you and me together doing our thing. So let's talk about that, okay? So if you do your thing there and I do my thing here, we are doing our stuffo. So don't worry. We'll take care of this and we'll get moving and grooving. So callinradio.com will get everything going for you. So with that being said, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that you get to interact? I think it is. But I think we should start right away by talking about what the hell was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so a lottery ticket returns to a rightful winner, and at least one Parks staffer is looking for a new job. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Aaron Rodgers gets a fine, and Bennifer might not be over yet. Also, Veep sees an increase in viewers, and comic books get picked up by Netflix. Yeah, there you go. And the King had a profitable year. We're going to talk about all that stuff, so don't worry about that. That's what we're going to cover today. That is what we're going to do. We're going to talk, we're going to hang, we're going to bang, we're going to do our things on this lovely Thursday. How are you excited about the weekend, by the way? I mean, is that something to talk about? Oh, and by the way, you know, if you're here in Orlando, maybe that's something we need to talk about. You know, there's a concert coming up. What are we in? What are we in right now? Okay, July 25th. Well, I already discussed that. Towards the end of next month, you know, if you want to come and see some Cannon stuff, you know, you have the opportunity of doing that. I mean, they're already touring all over the place, but hey, you know, some Cannon stuff going on here. You know, we play it on Radio Big all the time, but just some reference pieces. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the news because I think that that's going to be important. So let's do that ahora mismo because let's do it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In London, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. U.S. President Joe Biden has told the American people that the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation just days after he withdrew his re-election bid. In a primetime address from the Oval Office, his first publicly televised remarks since bowing out of the 2024 presidential race, Joe Biden offered a defense of his record, as Benji Hire reports.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
This was a soft, yet stoic, sobering, somber speech, one centered on selflessness from a man who served the public for decades. President Biden said doing this job was the privilege of his life, that he's given his heart and soul to the nation. But democracy, he claims, is at stake. And whilst he didn't admit it with the eyes of America on him, the reality is that voters were becoming increasingly concerned with his fitness, his ability, his health. For his side to beat Donald Trump, the decision was that Joe had to go, as the nominee at least. The president will continue in post for another 6 months, during which he'll focus, he says, on civil rights, on foreign policy. Tonight, attempting to instill confidence that he's still up to the task by listing off his achievements and legacy. The power will soon be out of his hands and into the hands of the American people. The choice is theirs come November. Benji Hoyer, Washington.
Israel's prime minister has called on American lawmakers to supply more weapons for the war in Gaza, vowing his country will defeat Hamas. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will fight until all hostages taken on October 7th and are still being held in the Strip are released. Sally Patterson has more.
Inside Congress, Benjamin Netanyahu was met with applause, cheering and standing ovations. Outside, a very different picture, with protesters turning out en masse against the ongoing war in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister thanked US President Joe Biden for his unwavering support for Israel and for calling himself a proud Irish-American Zionist. Gratitude, too, for former President Donald Trump for, quote, all he's done for Israel. Netanyahu ridiculed people campaigning against the war, calling them, quote, Iran's useful idiots, and said Tehran is coming first for Israel and then for America. His address comes as the war in Gaza rages on, with more than 39,000 Palestinian deaths, according to Hamas figures, and thousands more people left without food, water and shelter. Sally Patterson, New York.
At least two people are dead and hundreds injured as Typhoon Gaiemi hits Taiwan. The storm is bringing intense winds, rain and storm surge and has forced the closure of schools and businesses for a second day. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Bangladesh's government says it will only take a call on lifting a nationwide curfew that has been in place for over a week now if no clashes are reported on Friday. Hundreds have been killed in protests that started last week over demands that a quota system for government jobs be scrapped. The country's Supreme Court has drastically brought down the number of reserve jobs, but students say they want more.
A temporary suspension of protests announced by students ends today, and the government says a call on reopening schools and universities, lifting an internet blackout and a nationwide curfew will only be taken depending on how Friday goes, a day when millions come out to pray in the Muslim-majority nation. The government says it plans to deploy a large number of law enforcers in Dhaka that day. Last Friday, protesters clashed with the police, leaving 55 people dead in the capital, Dhaka, alone. Protesters say they will only end their protests, though, once Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina accepts responsibility for what they call mass killings of students. They're also asking that police officers who oversaw a crackdown on students be sacked. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
The United Nations is warning that if current trends continue, nearly 300 million people in Africa will be chronically undernourished at the end of the decade. In its annual State of Food Security and Nutrition in the World report released on Wednesday, the world body says around 733 million people faced hunger in 2023, with one in five being from Africa.
On one side, we have South America, which have improved substantially. They have reduced in the last 2 years 5.4 million people less in hunger. We have Southern Asia, which is also progressing, but we have Africa, which is significantly deteriorating over time. Africa is the region with the largest percentage of population facing hunger, more than 20%.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts in London.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out. The one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs, dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely, lovely Thursday. So there you go. Always some interesting things going on as we are hanging out and doing all of the fun stuff that we get to do. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it because I think it's time to do so. So sit back, relax, and let's talk about some things that are going on. FBI Director Christopher Wray confirmed new details to Congress during the hearing Wednesday in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. The shooter flew a video surveillance drone over the site about 2 hours before Trump took to the stage. Investigations, yes, listen to this. Investigations and investigators discovered 3 explosive devices, but have not confirmed where. The remote detonator on the shooter body was not turned on. Also, the shooter visited a gun range the day before the rally and practiced with an AR-style weapon, but no confirmation was it the actual gun that was used on July the 13th. Investigators believe that the shooter used mechanical equipment on the ground to hoist himself into the shooting position. They do not currently believe that he used the ladder, calling into question whether the shooter was actually spotted carrying a ladder on the site and has been previously reported. Even though investigators have confirmed that the shooter did indeed buy a ladder that day. A week before the attempted assassination, the shooter's search on how far away was Oswald from Kennedy. The same day the shooter registered for the rally. So far, FBI conducted 400 interviews and plans to conduct more. So there you go. Now, listen, that's a lot of information that the FBI was coming up with. And I mean, I'll tell you, the Secret Service, the day before, in regards of not really talking in regards of what was going on. And I understand that it was an ongoing investigation. So, of course, the FBI coming in and saying, hey, listen, this is what's going down. This is what we're seeing. Some people are going to have some questions. They're going to be like, hey, how come, you know, the FBI is willing to share some data, but all of a sudden the Secret Service isn't? I don't know. And something's going to tell me that it has a lot to do that the Secret Service was on site, where the FBI is kind of doing, you know, post. Know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's going to get interesting. A lot of more things are going to come out, because that's just the way that it works. The more we will discover in regards of information. So let's look at a couple of interesting stuff. We're getting data and information, not in real time. Let's see. The 13th was about 12 days ago, give or take. And here's where we're at. So I don't know. I will tell you that it's going to get more interesting as things come about. We'll just have to take a look at it together as we are going.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. What would sharks even be more would make sharks even more terrifying? Cocaine. Yeah, cocaine would do the trick. Marine biologists tested 13 sharp-nosed sharks caught by local fishermen off the coast of Rio de Janeiro and found that their livers and muscle tissues were laced with coke. And I'm not talking about Coca-Cola, the product. I'm talking about cocaine, baby. It wasn't a small amount either. According to the research, the concentration of their system was 100 times higher than previously recorded data of other marine life. So as for how the cocaine affected the shark, scientists say that that likely made them extra aggressive through the research conducted. Yeah, you think that they became extra aggressive? So let's take a little dive here. So take a listen. Sharks off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine, scientists say. Marine biologists tested 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks that were taken, to the shores. Now, taken to the shores near Rio de Janeiro and found that they tested high levels of cocaine in their muscles and livers. The concentration was 100 times higher than previously reported for other aquatic creatures. The research carried out by Oswaldo Cruz Foundation is the first to find the presence of cocaine in sharks. Experts believe the cocaine is making its way into the water via illegal labs where the drugs manufactured through excrement of drug users. Yeah, packs of cocaine lost, dumped, and trafficked at the sea could also be a source, though it's less likely, researchers say. Sarah Novels is a marine toxicologist, can't even speak. The Marine Environmental Scientist Center of the Polytechnic University told Science Magazine that the findings are very important and potentially worrying. All females in the study were pregnant, but the consequences of cocaine exposure for the fetuses are unknown, experts say. Further research is required to ascertain whether the cocaine is changing the behavior of the sharks. However, previously has shown that the drugs were likely to have similar side effects on animals as they do on humans. Last year, chemical compounds including bisone 10, which is produced by the liver after cocaine use, were found in seawater samples collected by the south coast of England. So are we purposely doing the drug thing for the animals? Because it's starting to sound a lot like that. It gets weird, and it gets weird quick. So I don't know. I've never thought about that. I was watching some whale videos yesterday because, you know, I get the opportunity to do some research for this thing that we do here. And I was amazed to see the amount of cluster that occurs with when the whales start jumping up and attacking shit. And I remember seeing a whale landing on a boat, and that was interesting to see overall. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk a little bit more here. What do you do when a multi-billionaire company needs an investment? Well, you turn to your other multi-billion dollar company. Elon Musk has hinted that Tesla will invest $5 billion in artificial intelligence company XAI. with a poll asking the followers on X felt about it. It says the other multi-billion-dollar company, of course, Musk said that the investments would be made with shareholders and board approval. Tesla valuation got clobbered on Wednesday following the earning report released this week, showing the profits missing an aggressive target. This is according to CNBC as we are talking. So what do you think here? How do we go about some of this information? So what happened? Let's see. So should Tesla invest $5 billion in XAI, assuming that the valuation is said to severely credible outside investors? Said 67.9 said yes, 32.1 said no in regards of the investment. So I don't know. It becomes very interesting as we start talking about some of these things, because why else would you be looking at some investments from an outside company? And I say outside company, but it's your company. So I'm not saying you're changing hand from one side of the side to the other. But man, does it feel a lot that way when you start thinking about it? It's like, oh, okay, so you're turning from one to doing another. I mean, I don't know. It gets weird sometimes when we start talking about some of this stuff. No doubt there. So take a listen to this. Let's see.
Welcome back to Squawk. Elon Musk's new AI venture, XAI, launching its first chatbot technology called Grok. Prototype is in its first 2 months of training and is only available to a select group of users before what will be a wider release. The company saying chatbot is built to have a bit of wit and a rebellious streak and should answer the spicy questions that other AIs might dodge. The company said that the data from X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, Musk demonstrated chatbot's sense of humor with jokes about Sam Bankman-Fried and a sarcastic response to a question about a recipe for cocaine. It does not provide the recipe. It just tells you not to do that, effectively. But it's a funny answer. And then, but the piece of it that's so interesting, to me at least, is if it's being trained off of Twitter, effectively,
that,
or X,
yeah, that, no.
It means two things. One is it's arguably more up to date. The question is going to be, obviously, there's going to be an accuracy question, right? And then there's a secondary question, which is actually going to be a very interesting fair use question. So everybody who's been on X or Twitter over the past decade or whatever has put lots of interesting information into it, like a hive mind, right? But and there was it was considered sort of a fair use situation to take a quote from a newspaper or a book or whatever, oftentimes the best quotes from those things, and put them onto Twitter, right? Because people would actually copy and paste those quotes and put them. And everybody considered that within the media landscape content world as a fair use way to do it, right? Because
so this is where it's going to get interesting if it's pulling this stuff directly off of going to things directly that's what's coming off of X. I mean, think about it for a moment. Think about how weird that world will be. If that's what's going on, let's listen a little bit more here.
They were oftentimes sending you off then to said article or said book,
right,
or whatever
you
it is.
Basically, find the entire right. book or the entire article.
But if 100 people did 100 different quotes from right. the same article, and now it is in
basically
quote,
article,
the hive mind of this system, and the system, because he owns it, is allowed to read it. It just raises some very interesting questions. So. A couple thoughts for the morning.
I don't know that it's going to be that much more misinformed than the rest of the internet, because the whole internet is basically a cesspool of information. So where you're training these things
seems like a slippery
accuracy.
Slope.
And
you know, my
the fair use thing, I think, is a fair.
What I would
point.
Think is funny and irreverent would be a Babylon Bee type thing, which puts me in one camp. And then what other people would think is funny would put. So you're back to.
I think there's going to be a lot of
tribalism. You're back to tribalism.
There's going to be a lot of scatological
and
humor
not.
And boob jokes.
Well, that's I'm all for that.
Did she just reference boob jokes? That's what it sounded like there. I think she said boob jokes. It would be what's on here. Let's continue.
No, I don't know. I don't want to. If it's like Twitter, I get enough of that on Twitter.
Yeah,
I don't need. If they're too irreverent, I don't want them to eventually want to kill me as a human. That's my biggest fear. They don't need us. They don't like us. They don't like feeding us.
Okay, but you get the point here. So we're definitely talking about some things that are going to get weird. There is no doubt about that. I think the world's going to get very interesting as we start moving forward.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. A Tennessee man is set to take home $1 million scratch-off lottery prize after the clerk tried to steal it from him. For gamblers not keen on scratching off each prize, they can opt to have the clerk scan the barcode instead, which will instantly reveal if the ticket status as a winner. In the case, the winner went to the barcode route, and the two tickets that he purchased, the one won him $40 and earned him another one earned $1 million, but the clerk tossed the tickets in the garbage and told them the customers that were worthless. But when the clerk went to the Tennessee lottery office to claim the prize, he didn't realize that the office does extensive due diligence to confirm that the ticket belongs to the rightful owner. In this case, that meant that reviewing the security camera footage, which obviously showed the clerk tossing the actual tickets and later pocketing the winning ticket. One police officer tells the local media it's pretty obvious and good enough to put in front of 12 jurors, and then they'll reach the same conclusion. The clerk has been booked into the jail and faces a Class A felony. The rightful winner identity has been anonymous since then. So there you go. Some things going on. I mean, what in the hell are you thinking?
My name is Dr. Stephen
Paul. In regards of, hey, this is a good idea that I am going to sequence something and not really say that it belongs to you when I know it belongs to you. I mean, it's kind of a jacked up scenario when it's all said and done. I mean, rightful owner, wrongful owner, depending on how you want to take a look at it, it gets strange as we start talking about this, opposed to saying, okay, cool, this is what we should have done in the first place. But I guess people do some weird things when it comes to money. I mean, we're talking here $1 million. We're talking $40. $1,040,000 is what we're talking about. Is it worth putting your time away in jail just for this? I mean, I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, do the right thing. Because, hey, it can get weird right away. So let's continue talking. Tell me that it isn't the government operation. A Parks Department employee in Salt Lake City has been blamed for killing hundreds of trees near the Utah State Park, Fair Park, better saying, after spraying them with weed killer. Take a listen to this. Witless staffers reportedly used the wrong pesticide, I guess, to treat the weeds late last year. But it's taken now to them to realize that what went wrong, very wrong, and trees in the area continue to die out. Typically, in these scenarios, weed killers aren't so harmful but decorative to the trees. But for now, the city plans to remove the dead trees, but the tainted soil makes the replanting of them a little bit more complicated. In the meantime, they're considering rolling out bigger trees and giant planters. This is according to KSL. Let's talk about some numbers real quick. The Dow lost about 504 points. To close at 39,853 on Wednesday. The S&P lost about 128 points to close at 5,427. And the NASDAQ lost about 654 points to close at 17,342. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51, and Bitcoin fell about 1%, trading just around 65,300 yesterday. And there was more than 7,100 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, with about 420 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for, you ready for this? $306 million jackpot or $143 million cash payout. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. I told you about this at the very beginning, so let me tell you this story real quick before we get moving forward. After skipping mandatory practice with the Jets teammates last month, Aaron Rodgers was fined $50,000. Instead of attending the workouts, Rodgers took some time to travel around Egypt, which he said was done so with the blessing of the teammates and the head coach. To show how unbothered he was with the whole thing, Rodgers showed up to the camp this week in an Egyptian cat shirt. This is according to TMZ. Was the cat shirt portion important to reference that? I mean, I don't know. Just just to say. And then one more thing. Veep saw 353% increase in viewership the day after Kamala Harris became the assumed shoo-in for the Democratic nominee. The first season logged about 2.2 million minutes viewed on Monday, a jump from the 486,000 minutes that was viewed on Sunday. In addition to the increased viewership, there was also comparisons made between Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character and Harris, though the showrunners Armando pointed out on X that it's all made up. Veep is currently streaming on HBO. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into our main news story, because I think it's time to do that. Why don't we go ahead and do a little main story, because, you know, I like doing main stories, so let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story time, a little bit behind, and that's kind of the way that it goes from time to time as we are hanging out and doing our stuff. So, I have a question, and a question that, it's not that it demands an answer, not that it needs an answer, but it's something to consider, think about, move forward with. You know, the typical nonsense that you would want to say. The typical stuff that you want to take a look at and go, let's have that consideration as we are moving forward. To you. Now, let's frame that one more time. To you, what is the worst incident that can happen in your workplace? I'll wait for a moment because I know it's going to take a moment or two. Okay, have you thought about it? Okay, cool. So here's the thing. Worst incident can happen can vary in answers. Answers? Let's see what comes in real quick because I don't want to go too far. Okay. Dismemberment, death, factory closing. Video cameras in the bathroom. That's special. You find out that somebody's cooking the books. Okay, so we got some samples here, but these are the worst incidents that can happen. Worst incidents that can happen inside of your workplace. So I want you to think about this for a moment. And listen, we can sit here all day and talk about hazard matrices, and we can talk about hazard matrix, and we can talk about these incidents, but fatalities will always kind of be top of that list. Plant closing will probably be top of the list based on what I'm seeing here. But think about this for a moment. Think about how that would work. If you have a fatality inside of your actual workplace, normally here's what takes place. Things shut down. They stop production. Work stops. Let's focus on the important part. Someone just died. And now you have to look at it and go, what are we doing as an organization to remedy the issues that we're having? So as you start looking at some of this stuff, let's think for a moment. Let's think about how we would lay out the land on how we would go about and move forward in regards to what's going on. So all of a sudden, now we have to contact the people's family to let them know about this catastrophic event that occurred. We need to stop work because of this catastrophic event. We need to figure out what went wrong that caused this. I mean, there are going to be different steps that need to take place in regards of a fatality. If you started looking at it from the standpoint of the plant closed, well, there's something had to occur for the plant closing. And that's something else that needs to figure out. These are some of the worst things that can occur inside of your workplace. So my question today to you is, how do you start talking about these things to make sure that we have an understanding on what to do and what is going to be the next problem? And we can call them learning teams. We can call them operational learning. We can call them whatever you want to input here in regards of what's going forward. Now, keep in mind of the following information. If you are going to change things inside of your workplace, you need to talk to the people that are actually doing the work to make sure that we have a clear understanding of what's happening. If you don't talk to the people that are doing the work, guess what's going to happen? You're sitting there as a lame duck. You're sitting there without going on or knowing what's going on. What's always amazing to me are the people that sit back and are doing work but have no clue what the hell's going on. There's a lot of stuff in life that people don't know what's going on because they don't listen to their people. Think about that.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use
the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Okay, here we go. 46 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, so let's talk about this. Last night was, or yesterday was National Tequila Day. Like I'm not obsessed. You know, talking to my wife last night, I was like, hey, we need to do some tequila shots before the day's over. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. It's National Tequila Day. You have to do this. So we did partial shots last night. Definitely, probably the best time I've had with a tequila shot over the last few weeks. Just to see people's faces in regard to when they do it. And believe me, it was like a smooth one, so it wasn't even like one of those ones that you kind of would go crazy about. Just throwing out some info there. Okay, so this right here is Ghosthood with Side Effects. Right now. So what do you think? Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. So there you go.
I'm not afraid because it feels like you could save me.
Right now. Yeah, it feels like you could save me. Okay, some Ghosthood right there for you. Anyways, thank you to Ghosthood for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. There's more information readily available on there. TWLOHA.com and the section that says Find help. Let me give you some more information on some things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because that's what we do. Let's talk about the new Coke. Yeah, the new Coke. Well, there is a bizarre new beverage trending on TikTok, that is, that's called Fluffy Coke. And if it sounds like you're drinking something with the word fluffy in the name sounds is a little bit horrid, I can assure you that it tastes better than what it sounds, even if it's being called some diabetes in a cup. Fluffy Coke combines the creaminess of marshmallows with the crispiness of ice-cold fizzy drink. TikToker's Emma Grace claims that she and her grandma came up with Fluffy Coke, and it is how it was made, using a spatula, slather marshmallow fluff on the interior of a glass, then add ice cubes for a regular can of Coca-Cola. Grace gives it a 10 out of 10 and tastes in her video, which has been viewed more than 3.7 million times. Other TikTokers tried it themselves, and now there are hundreds of videos on the site with the hashtag Fluffy Coke. Adventurous users switched up the recipe with swapping it out with Diet Coke, Pepsi, root beer, Dr. Pepper, flavored sparkling water, and even coffee. So there you go. Fluffy coffee. Something that sounds even worse. And I've tried it, and it is lit. No, wait. That's not lint. It's lint. Yeah, lint is what I meant to say. Lint, I tell you. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some night moves real quick. Although we often hear that exercising before bed is a bad idea because it says to affect your ability to drift off quickly, researchers are saying that it doesn't mean that you should med into the couch and binge watch TV for a few hours, fearing that at the slightest movement might ruin your shut eye. In fact, the opposite is true. Getting up for short bursts of light activity, like maybe during a commercial break, could help the sleep pattern. Researchers say in New Zealand University of Otago found that the breaking up prolonged periods of sitting and even with brief sessions of a simple exercise extended test participants' sleep time by nearly a half an hour. So the great news is, if it feels like being late to work tomorrow, you can try that. I mean, I'm just saying, hey, I was reading a report that says that it's time for us to be able to work out at any point in time. Maybe that's something to think about. I mean, you can say that. And I feel like I already do that every commercial break. I have pets and I have a bladder. So, of course, I get up and do some other things. I mean, what are you thinking here? Some stuff here to talk about. So, no doubt. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what's going on with the Motivation Minute. Let's do that right now. Seriously.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Patrick. Winston Churchill said, "I no longer listen to what people say. I just watch what they do. Behavior never lies." I love that. I've watched people say things while they do other things. It's always hard to make these two things work together. I'll be the very first to admit, I am not perfect. I am far from perfect. If you want a list of my failures, I could probably fill a notebook or two. Many small failures, but also a few big ones, some doozies actually. So trust me when I say I'm not perfect, but I do always try to be me. I've got this snarky little guy on one of my shoulders though. He has some sharp words, but fortunately I've got a more intelligent little fella on the other shoulder, and I'm glad that he seems to be louder usually.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. God never gives us grace in advance. It always comes just when we need it. That's why people often say, "I can never bear something like that." Yet when it comes, they not only bear it, but they do so with remarkable grace. Truly, God's grace is sufficient, but it does not make things easy, just possible. Paul said, "I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that, and then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Lord Jesus, help us to live one day at a time, trusting in your grace, minute by minute. Amen." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. U.S. President Joe Biden has told the American people that the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation, just days after he withdrew his re-election bid. Israel's prime minister has called on American lawmakers to supply more weapons for the war in Gaza, vowing his country will defeat Hamas. And at least two people are dead and hundreds injured as Typhoon Gyami hits Taiwan. It's forced the closure of schools and businesses.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, 54 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. The City Killer asteroid shocks astronomers who didn't pick up on the rock's trajectory until days before it passed by the Earth, measuring 187 to 427 feet in diameter. The asteroid passed within 43,500 miles of the Earth at the speed of 15 miles a second. So it is believed to be the largest rock to pass by the Earth in a decade. That happened back in 2019. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Meg Donnelly turns 24, Jafar Jackson, 28, Alvin Kamara, 29, James Lafferty turns 39, Chantel Van Santine turns 39 as well, Finn Balor turns 43, J.R. Ferguson turns 50, David Denman turns 51, John Barry, 55, Matt LeBlanc, 57, and Verdine White turns 73. That's some birthdays that are going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Intern Day, International Red Shoe Day, National Chili Dog Day, National Refreshment Day, National Wine and Cheese Day, Carousel Day, National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Maybe that's the day we celebrate today. And National Thread the Needle Day. Oh, that does not sound like fun. Maybe how about thread the needle while having an ice cream sundae, a hot fudge sundae. That sounds better. I like that idea better. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's talk about some whack facts. A study found that people that interrupt close friends or family more than they interrupt strangers. It takes about 15 to 20 years old tree to produce 700 papers. Or grocery bags. So there you go. The Italian Space Agency sent specifically designed an espresso machines into space for one of its astronauts. Sea lions can dance to a beat. Some drug sniffing dogs now are being trained to ignore marijuana. And the average human would have to consume about 300 hamburgers to match the equivalent of what hummingbirds eat every day to survive. 300 hamburgers? Holy monkeys. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, try this. You may think that no one is there for you, but there's laundry. Laundry is always there for you. Let's see. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What was your embarrassing childhood name? And if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 15% of men and women say this is the most romantic place to kiss. Where is it? In front of the fireplace. Oh, that's not what came to mind. I misunderstood. They meant like location to kiss, not where to kiss. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Totally threw that one off of a loop. Anyways, before I forget, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm to do the things that we get to do, talking about the world of entertainment, news, and musica, if you want to come up over there and hang out. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go, some things going on right there. For sure, no doubt about that. Outside of that, Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you want to come and hang out with us, we'll be doing our thing over there, no doubt about that. You know, Santa Fe. Who doesn't want to go to Santa Fe in September? So there you go. For more information, safetyfm.io to find out more. Safetyfm.io will give you more information. We'll be talking about the world of human and organizational performance. Would love to see you there. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. That's something to think about. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Come down.